Harry returns from the meadow and... No, he's not happy to see you. Those are nuts in his pockets. He stopped dead in his tracks when he saw... his creation, Jack Pumpkin, moving by his own violation. Moving... as the witch, Hattie, circled him, grinning and laughing. He almost turned and ran, but something about that comical grin made him just burst out laughing. The witch heard and spun on the kid. Now, Harry hated Hattie, but she wasn't so bad. When she heard him laughing, she spun and said, "Get over here, boy!" Every nerve in her body alert and quavering with rage. Laughing at her, spying on her, trying to scare her. "Little fuck, you little fuck," she said. "Laugh at me, you fucking little peasant brat! Yeah, I'll fix you good, you son of a bitch! Tell me, pumpkin of the vegetable consciousness, what's it like to be a plant?"
"I feel I know everything and nothing at all," said Jack, wobbling unsteadily from foot to foot.
"I think I'll name you Jack Pumpkin. Follow me, Pumpkin Man. You dirty little brat."
Quivering still with fear, Harry followed as Jack Pumpkin got used to the act of walking, paying great attention to his feet, articulate but stiff and awkwardly carved by the boy. He wasn't really paying attention to where the witch was leading to him. Until he found himself in a horse stable, which he locked. He was trapped inside, so he just sat down with the permanent grin on his face as his triangle eyes stared up at the witch.
"You just stay here tonight and we'll see you in the morning,"
said the witch.
"Come inside, you waste of common semen, man, you fuck!"
Grinded the teeth of the witch. The phrase that was going through Harry Hart's head was the same one he thinks every day. That is, every day is the end of the world. The witch ordered Harry Hart to sit down on a chair in the kitchen as she prepared herself some pumpkin stew. Seventh day pumpkin stew, getting that kind of a rotten, tangy froth that she loves so. Washing it down with some bread she'd bought in town. And a jug of cider. The witch ate heartily, but offered none to Harry, whose stomach growled.
"Can I have something? I'm really hungry,"
squealed Harry.
"Don't you worry about that, none, my little ass. promise that you won't be hungry anymore much longer.
A spike of ice drilled down Harry's spine. He turned pale with fear. What does she mean by that? I won't be feeling any hunger anymore, any longer. But then he remembered that he had some nuts that he'd stuffed in his pockets and underwear. He felt better. He played a slow and silent as possible variation of Pocket Pool as he pressed on the nuts, on the seams of the nuts, until they cracked slowly, slowly, silently, and then he worked carefully not to be noticed by the witch. Little fragments of nut into his hands and then into his mouth, nibbling as non-conspicuously as he can do it. The witch was busy now, and she would shush any of his questions as she dragged out her big black kettle, the one that normally she makes potions with for the village folk, or poison for their cattle if they piss her off. This gave Harry lots of opportunities to sneak bites of the nuts, the walnuts he'd gathered, into his mouth and eat them. He even took a sip of her cider when she wasn't looking. It was so sweet. And so cold. How'd she get it so cold? Meanwhile, she's pouring all this fucked up looking shit in this kettle that she's got. A fire started under. Water, some whiskey, some formaldehyde, it looks like. Smells like. Lots of mushrooms, different kinds, most of them looking black and slimy, with little thorn-like little things coming out of them. She puts... Harry was terrified. The only light in the kitchen as night fell. The flame under the kettle, the fucking foul, disgusting, stomach-turning, eye-watering contents of this bubbling kettle. An hour passed, with him too scared to say anything else, casting occasional glance at the window and considering running and trying to smash through the glass and escape outside. He was fucking terrified. He'd rather be anywhere else than here. Hell, he'd rather be in fucking Prince Prospero's dungeon than here.
But what will it do to me?
Whimpered Harry.
This stuff is going to wriggle and writhe inside of you, bubbling and boiling. The screams will be so tasty as you writhe and pee on the floor, pissing and shitting yourself. All the life vitality and bodily fluids going to your cock and balls to swell them up like the man you should have been, little boy. And I'm gonna use you as a sex toy fuck mummy until you rot. And when you rot, I'm gonna throw you on the compost heap to feed my mushrooms and my pumpkins. What do you think about that, little bitch?
But I don't want to die.
Cried Harry Hart.
That don't matter. I want you to. I'm gonna enjoy this. You've been a fucking pain in my ass ever since I bought you. Little punk.
Maybe it won't work. Maybe it won't kill me.
Oh, I think it'll work. You got vergasin. It'll kill you.
Oh, yeah. It'll kill you.
I think it'll work. Oh, I think it'll work. In fact, even if it doesn't work, it'll still kill you. He'll be alright. Dead as shit. Well, it's been a long day.
Says the witch as she finishes the bubbling potion. Dark brown oily clouds wafting up to stain the ceiling.
I gotta let this stuff cool down for a few hours, so let's go to bed. When we wake up in the morning, I'm gonna call you and make you drink this, and it's gonna kill you. So get some rest.
The witch pats the boy on the head with something resembling affection as she heads off into her room and locks the door behind her. Harry, head down, shoulders sagged, walks to the bedroom, but he does not sleep. He lays in bed, staring out the window, quivering with terror. He don't want to die. He don't want to drink that fucking shit. He contemplates running. But if he runs, if he tries to escape and she catches him, it'll be worse. It'll be a lot worse. A lot worse.